you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
There's a new candle available for you from a company called Flaming Crap.
I hope it smells like Gwyneth Paltrow's butthole.
So do I. I love the name of that company, Flaming Crap.
Their one night standle.
Oh, it could smell like a butthole.
Yeah.
The candle has four different layers of scents. Starting with pizza.
All right, because you eat before you go out.
The second scent is passion fruit martini.
All right, you're drinking.
Followed by a luscious latex aroma reminiscent of condoms.
Oh, then the last one is pure sex.
I was thinking more of a gimp suit. Reminiscent of a gimp suit.
That's
or
on
your,
you.
Or your.
Right. This smells like a ball gag.
Well, more people are going to be familiar with the smell of condoms than a gimp suit.
Yeah, but aren't they
similar? Not Todd.
Right, they're all boring.
Again, we don't know.
Yeah,
Todd. There's no zipper in a condom.
You tell us.
I've worn
there's not.
In the past 20 years, the condom count and the gimp suit count are the same.
Me too.
The fourth scent.
One time for the gimp suit, none for the condom. I wouldn't know.
The fourth scent
is
incorporated
sweat and shame
into the candle is that of a new car to represent the cab ride home at the end of the night.
There's got to be sex
in
there.
They're missing a pretty important
They're missing
part
the
Well,
sweat.
That was the latex aroma of condom.
That's just condom. Oh. You want to smell the sweat
right.
and sex.
Some stank.
Oh, you want to keep the stank in?
Yeah, want stank.
I want, add another layer. If you want to leave the car in there for the ride home, fine, but the third layer should be stank.
The one-night standle costs about $20, has a 30-hour burn time.
Yeah, it does.
Oliver Burr, the co-founder of Flaming Crap.
I like it, though.
Said the one-night standle takes you on a sensual journey through dinner and drinks with scents that will remind you of sex and that awkward taxi journey home.
Here's the deal with that. The only thing that really smells, I don't want to smell a latex condom, I
What do you want to smell instead of that?
Well, the other three don't sound bad. New car smells fine. Of course, pizza's great, and the martini sounds okay too. But yeah,
what sudden, smell would symbolize sex for you?
Right, yeah.
How do you feel about tasting it?
Right. That's what I was thinking.
I still like the mask idea that smells like celebrity vagina.
Yeah, I do too.
That'd be nice, depending on who it is.
A buddy of mine asked you a good question yesterday. A friend of mine's in town. He stopped by with his mask on, and we talked for a while. And he said, what do you do when you have to sneeze with your mask on? I said, well, I really haven't had to because, you know, we don't work 8 hours a day with masks on.
Wait, you both had masks on?
Yeah.
How could you hear him?
We were in the same.
How could you breathe?
We were across the counter from each other in my kitchen. Yeah, we get the mask on the whole time.
I've sneezed in my mask.
Yeah, I was going to say. So he said that his wife would take it off and then put her hand. No, she has a mask on, but still leans over to her shoulder.
Her elbow.
Yeah, but once you get the mask, it's already on. But if you sneeze in your mask and work.
That's kind of what the mask is supposed
to
do.
Right, you're right. You don't want to take it off because that's then you're killing everybody.
Right.
But if you sneeze in it, it's just snot in your mask.
And then
immediately just snot in your mask.
Your
right?
mask is moist after
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I've spit in my mask twice.
That's just dumb.
At the urinal. Because we had to walk down the hallway with our mask on. You know, I was taking a whiz, want to spit in the urinal, spit up.
Mask on.
Mask.
I've put my mask on and then gone to take a drink of my coffee.
Oh, really? Okay.
Like, I just put the mask on. Oh, yeah, I can't do that.
Now, once again, Nick, you have the mask on the rest of the day, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the most part.
And what is the proper etiquette? Are you supposed to just go ahead and sneeze in your mask and then put a new one on?
Well, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah. If you have a new one, most people don't have new ones laying around. They just got one with them when they're somewhere.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are using cloth masks. Yeah.
So you're basically just walking around. If you sneeze somewhere in a store, you're going to walk around until you get home to clean out the snot out of your mask.
It's like crap in big your pants.
You meant sometimes your sneezes are pretty wet.
They're productive.
Yeah. Moist.
Right. Yeah, do you have a box of disposables?
We have some at the house, yeah, but not here. I don't. But the one I wear
at work, I bet you at Nick's work they do.
Yeah,
yeah, there's a box there.
Yeah. You guys
I
are all...
sneeze. I usually just do like that. Like sneeze yeah. like that.
It's not good to hold a sneeze
yeah,
in.
Yeah, but then your eyeballs are going to explode. Yeah.
I worked with a dude once that said every time somebody you hold in your sneeze, there's like a 15% chance the side of your neck blows out. I'm like, that's crap. That would happen.
15%?
That would happen. You would hear about that happening all the time.
Yeah, 15% is too high.
It's nice to know you're not the dumbest guy at work.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, he's the vice dumbest guy. As we talked earlier. Yeah.
We were still buddies, but.
Well, someday you could be the dumbest.
Well,
guy.
Obviously you don't have a thing about hanging around with dumb guys. Look around.
Yeah.
You're here every morning.
And something else. We have strong opinions about much of this stuff, and so when things pop up on the other side, we still have to bring them up.
We got opinions about stuff that nobody should have opinions about at all.
A new study from the University of Queensland's National Center for Youth Substance Use Research.
Oh, don't do drugs, kids.
Yeah.
Right.
They examined people who began regular cannabis use
Nick.
In high school or in their early 20s.
This is always bad news.
Okay, that would include me.
And compared both with non-users. Compared to non-users, regular cannabis users were more likely to engage in high-risk alcohol consumption, okay. smoke tobacco, yeah. use other illicit drugs, and not be in a relationship at age 35.
I checked all of those boxes except for the last one.
Yeah.
Well, you might not be one if you didn't knock her up. Now, here's the deal with that. I thought pure alcoholics could just be that guy, too, without doing weed. But this is weed.
Well, but they were just looking at weed.
Weed of God. Okay.
Yeah, they're not looking at everybody.
I would think that make the same thing just for drunks.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
They say these outcomes were more common among those who had started using cannabis regularly in adolescence. Those people were also at a higher risk of depression and less likely to have a paid job. Regular use of cannabis, more than weekly and especially daily use, was found to have harmful consequences regardless of the age that people began using it. You can see more of this research in the journal Drug and Alcohol Review.
Well, for everybody that thrives, has done drugs like that. I mean, you guys were partiers back in the day pretty much all the time in that age group. At least with weed, I should say, because, I mean, I drank a lot. But you guys turned out okay. I mean, at least... You're functional adults who have jobs.
We're adults.
That list you. Okay, you're adults that have jobs. The word functional could be different.
We show up for a few hours a day to do some work.
Okay.
Highly subjective.
I'm trying to help you out here. I'm trying to say is for everybody, there's probably a bunch of people like you described there, but there's also people that don't
they just
that.
Said more likely.
Yeah, more likely, right.
Well, there's certainly people that went off the deep end. But, you know, at age 20, I was a regular pot user.
Yeah, you were.
And I would have tried any recreational drug you put in front of me. Right. I would have been adventurous in that sense.
You say that like it's changed.
It actually has.
It has a little.
I've dropped a lot off my repertoire.
Yeah.
Still a daily pot user, though. And, most drugs I'd try once.
Now, here's another side. An investigation of cardiovascular safety. In older adults who have hypertension and use medical cannabis, they say this investigation has found a significant reduction in 24-hour systolic and diastolic blood pressure. The blood pressure dip reached its lowest point 3 hours after study participants, they were all over the age of 60.
No weed's good, huh?
The blood pressure dip reached its lowest point 3 hours after the participants consumed either the oil extracts or smoked the marijuana.
Does it spike before that? Because sometimes right after, when I immediately get high, my heart rate goes up.
That's what I've heard in the first forget how long after you do smoke.
So
but
hours-
they say this: the blood pressure has a significant reduction in older adults who do this, after, especially 3 hours later. Pain relief, typically the reason for taking the drug for a lot of people, may have contributed to these results because once they got their pain relief, their blood pressure is going to go down.
They weren't worried, okay.
Yeah, the current study is the first of its kind to focus on the effect of cannabis on blood pressure, heart rate, and metabolic parameters seniors with hypertension, they claim.
How about you, Nick?
Well, about after 3 hours, I usually want a little weed nap. That might be why.
You can find out more about this.
You mentioned before how your heart's beating out of sometimes your chest, sometimes early on.
Oh, right?
Yeah.
You can find out more about this in the European Journal of Internal Medicine.
All right.
Yeah, I found that 250 milligram brownie will probably spike your heart rate for a little while.
Sure.
It'll freak your ass out for a little while, but then once you're semi-comatose, I bet you my blood pressure goes down considerably.
That makes perfect sense.
Once you become one with the couch.
Yeah, I just try to avoid the freak out.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like you almost like forget you smoked.
Oh,
then
yeah.
It just starts creeping up. You're like, man, I'm feeling weird. Like, oh, yeah, that's right. I'm baked. Okay.
I ate that brownie 45 minutes ago. I ate it all.
Now, if you always freak out after the weed, is it the weed or is it you?
It's not every time, but when it does happen, it's like it's pretty rare lately. Ever since I've had the pen, it's gotten a lot better.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I don't know why. And it used to be like if I'd have something to drink, like if I had a cocktail.
You could bake for the Super Bowl. Or you just drink beer.
Yeah, about a few minutes into the third quarter.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you had to kick it in.
Yeah.
When you were giving up hope.
Right. Like, you know, I'm really not sure I want to remember all of this.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite clear aligners are doctor directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A horrible story for a guy in Maryland, my Maryland.
Yeah.
Mark Shack is his name. And just... he had to be put on leave because he's a teacher's aide there in Maryland. And he had to be put on leave for allegedly masturbating during a Zoom class for eighth graders.
Oh.
Now, come on, not kids. Really. Daddy's got to masturbate.
Now, this guy works in special education.
That wasn't the audio you played there, Craig? Okay, good. I'll preface this. I feel bad for the dude. I think this is an honest mistake because you'll hear him here in a second.
Yeah, this guy, he works in special ed at the middle school, was seen taking care of himself at the end of the lesson. He said he thought he was done with the session. They did speak to him, and this is what Mark Shack said after masturbating for the eighth grade.
Hold on to that, because this is what you first heard.
By the way.
Oh, sorry.
He's Love Shack, isn't he? He's Love Shack.
Yeah, Mark Love Shack.
Let's call him that. Baby. Mark Love Shack. Yeah. Roof rusted.
And then, this is what Mr. Shack says about himself.
I don't know what to say. It was not directed towards the kids. I had no clue that I was online. I'm not, like, a deviant. And I wouldn't do something to jeopardize my career. Like, I mean, that's silly. I've been, you know, for 20 plus years. I never did anything.
In front of kids.
Like, it was just dumb luck that I happened to be on when it happened.
Dumb luck.
Yeah.
He didn't realize that the thing was still on. He just didn't realize the thing was still on.
Yeah, I don't blame the guy.
He thought it was over, thought the Zoom session was over, blah, blah, blah.
And did he put porn back on his computer? Close your computer before you masturbate, unless you're looking at porn, I guess.
Thank you.
That's probably what he was doing, right?
There's no word on that.
He really loves math.
Now, is he going to get a break? Because I think that it sounds like an honest mistake.
We don't know yet.
All right.
You know, you've got to at least go to a different school.
But explain that. What's he doing on the side?
Well, he is also Captain Sillybones.
of course.
Who is it, right?
Who is it?
He's part of a company called Pirate Magic, a business that throws pirate parties for youngsters.
Yes.
And he portrays a character named Captain Sillybones.
He's probably not going to have that gig anymore.
I got to get somebody to, I have to hire that one out. I'll do the paperwork. You guys go out.
He's just driving now.
Yeah.
Now, Captain Sillybones, you're going to have to stay in the car.
Right. No, he's just Mark
Love Shack. And he's as big as a whale.
Depends on what the angle of the camera was.
How mortified is he?
Oh, it's just
completely
horrible.
I'm guessing.
Yeah, very apologetic. This is another little.
That's what I mean. I think
few seconds from him.
Okay. I'm sorry if I like offended or did anything. I didn't do it intentionally.
I mean, I actually believe the guy.
I do too. I really do.
Whether we should or not, yeah. Not the point here. I actually believe the guy, but he still did it.
He still did
it. The eighth graders saw it. He had to be replaced as the moderator very quickly.
And Tubin got fired. You know what? And they weren't eighth graders.
No.
They were just grown people that saw Tubin's Tubin.
He doesn't sound like a Captain Silly Bones.
No. That's probably
he sounds really serious.
He probably does the good pirate talk, though.
Yeah.
He's got a good pirate talk voice.
I'm Shaq.
Tell me how my ass tastes.
Oh, that's a different one.
I wonder how long it took for him to realize that he'll never be Captain Silly Bones again after this.
It's just sinking in
and
now.
And he created that character, too.
And the pirate job is gone.
Yeah. It might be his company. He runs the company, apparently.
Well, he's got to hire that out. No, when he calls out, are you that? No, yeah, but I'm no longer playing Captain Silly Bones.
Are you Captain Silly Bone? Yeah.
Captain Silly Boner.
Now, this is special ed also.
Oh.
I mean, that's a whole other layer of just, dude.
He might not have been the only one masturbating.
That could be said anytime.
Yeah.
Sure. I know what you mean by that. That's funny. I don't know, man. Technology's weird. I mean, you got to turn stuff off. Every time we have a Zoom phone call on our phones with the bosses or some big Zoom meeting, I mean, I have my camera off, and most of the time I still have the camera away from me.
Right, just in case.
Because a lot of times I get home and I pretty much have to go to the bathroom right away, so surprise. And sometimes I'll dial in on that 10:30 Central with our bosses,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sitting there. And my picture's off. I'm afraid, is it?
Yeah.
Are they going to see my grunt face? Are they going to see me when I get up to actually pull my pants back up? So I just put the phone.
Right.
I flipped the phone over. I just say whatever,
Yeah, just for good measure.
It's because we do these stories all the time. Yeah. Oh, just zoom out,
That was an accident.
Right. I mean, I spoke to that college class a couple weeks ago on Zoom. I could have minimized that just right away.
Of course. But I think a good rule of thumb is
love teaching.
You shouldn't zoom where you masturbate.
Well, it's a computer.
You have
to.
That's where they masturbate.
Well, you didn't use your phone to Zoom or use your phone to masturbate and your desktop to Zoom.
Well, how about you just wait till later?
Right, wait 10 minutes.
This is what I don't get about this guy. Yeah. He just gets done with an eighth grade class and he's horny.
He was horny before that, had to sit through the class.
Right. Okay.
And now it's time.
That makes sense.
He was horny mid-class.
I will give him a break there.
Yeah. And just slogging through until he could get to...
Now,
I
will say this.
Yeah, I want to tug one, but I got class, right?
Perhaps what a person should do is when they're about to take care of themselves after a Zoom call is cover up the camera. Cover up the actual camera.
Yeah, tape.
That's
right.
Facing you. Tape over it. Do something.
Yeah. Just in case something
just
that.
To make absolutely 100% sure.
That's right.
There you go, Nick. I just shut the camera off. Yeah.
Now you can't see it.
Now I'm concerned.
Right. The problem is I can see Todd. I'm still in the same room. I'm within shooting distance, if you know what I mean. Except we have a screen up now, so you're not going to
know. Right. I'm old and you're out of range.
Isn't it always that? Isn't that the fact?
Wonder how often it happens that, it becomes apparent somebody's masturbating on one of these Zoom calls and somebody else is all just masturbating and relieved that they're not the only one. Oh, good. They stand up. Me too.
I'm guessing if it's Zoom, any four of us together, it could be happening. Oh, you guys are going to do it. I'm going to do it. Nebraska Brewing Company. Nebraska Brewing Company brought some booze in. We do drink on this show.
A lot of those viral videos that you see where somebody gets caught, I think are staged.
Oh, those are. Oh, yeah.
Any number of them.
Yeah. This guy, old Captain Silly Bone.
Right.
He's very sincere in his apology. What's that very often you hear from the person?
No.
No.
Yeah, Tubin hasn't talked about it, has he? Anywhere.
No, I haven't seen him out anywhere.
Yeah. And he's a public figure.
Right. Has he even acknowledged it, on social media?
No.
I think he put out an apology or something right after it happened.
He said, I'm sorry, but what'd you think?
Tubin should join this pirate company.
But Love Shack here, he did the right thing. I mean, yes, it was a...
He did the right thing.
He did the right thing after he made the horrible mistake.
Yeah.
He's coming out and saying, but, oh, come on, it was a mistake.
He's speaking out, let's say that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
And addressing it in a timely manner. He's handling the aftermath.
He's doing what he can. He's doing what he can. Yes, yeah.
You can't put that dude in front of that class again.
No. No.
He'd be like, hey, remember what happened last time?
Well, and the kids, eighth grade kids in general are going to yell stuff out. Hey, didn't you, babe? Nice penis, Mr. Shaq.
Yeah, and you got a
bad stuck to the tape.
You tell me how my ass tastes.
There you go, Mr. Shaq.
There you go, Mr. Shaq.
Probably got to demote Captain Silly Bones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Down Lieutenant? Lieutenant Silly Bones.
New character.
Private Silly Bones.
Yeah. Man, now I need a new pirate name? Great.
It's a great day. How was your day? Hey, Mark, how was your great day? Jeez, I masturbated in front of my 8th grade special ed class, and now I need a new pirate name. Well, that's a pretty bad day.
And we're out of Coors Light.
That's right.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.